This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back to WAKSA. That's Wake Up and Kick Some Ass. In our first episode, we explored the importance of finding meaning and purpose in our lives. Last week, we discussed how negative self-talk is self-defeating as it really sets you up for failure, anticipates failure, and of course, expects failure. So we also discussed the three action steps to eliminate negative self-talk, which were awareness, recognition, that's the first step, then challenge the validity of these statements and understand their impact, and finally, replacement with positive phrasing to reinforce self-confidence. So now we're excited to have you back here. We're going to move forward. Again, one has identified their purpose and have addressed negative self-talk issues. Now they're ready to take actionable steps toward their goals through personal growth. And we're going to dive into that now. Of course, if you are just tuning in, want to remind you who we are with today. It's Mark Anthony Thomas, our personal development coach and leadership coach. How are you today?
I am doing well. I hope everyone else is doing well. I hope you had a good weekend, and I hope that your week so far is even flow. You know, everything's going well, you know. So. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Hailing from beautiful Meridian, Mississippi, he joins us today again to, we're recapping last week, as we just mentioned, and we're going to move on today with a lot, including law of intention I was reading about, and there's a lot more in store for you. So please, why don't you introduce yourself, say hello, and we'll get started on today's topics.
Well, my name is Mark Anthony, founder and advocate director for Wake Up and Kick Some Ass, WAKSA. And you did get a very good recap of what we talked about last week. It's very important that we figure out what our purpose is. It's very important that we get our negative self-talk in check, because without that, you know, we can't take those incremental small steps. So today, I want to talk about some fundamental laws that can help us move toward personal development. And there are 15 of them, but for time, I'm just going to share four that I think are very foundational. And first thing is the law of intention. And so now that we've got everything in place, our purpose and our negative self-talk, now you could say that life truly is in session. But the question you need to ask yourself is, are you present for that? You know, and a lot of people are not present. What I mean by that, when it comes to personal development, people don't know what personal development is. And growth in itself is not a natural occurrence. The only time growth is natural is when we were born and we grew up to adulthood. But when you ask someone about personal development, they have no idea what that means, you know? So I think it was Bruce Springsteen who said, and I'm going to quote it here, it comes a time when you need to stop waiting to be the person that you want to be and start being the person that you want to be. But you can't wait to do that, you know, and having intention is really good. But within the law of intention, there is another law, the law of diminishing return. And what that means is the longer you wait to do something that you need to do right now, the odds are that you will never actually do it. So when it comes to personal development and knowing you need to take these steps and steps, if you wait for whatever reason, procrastination, fear, all that, eventually you're not going to do it. And we'll later on, we'll discuss on how that impacts a person's mindsets and action taking. But now, you know, we've talked just briefly about the law of intention, but we need to realize that the being intentional is not enough. You know, you can have all the intention in the world, but if you don't take those steps, and if you don't know how to take those steps because you don't know yourself, then that's another roadblock. And to truly evolve you and to reach your potential, you must turn and look inwardly and find out who you are. And that's when we come to the law of awareness. And it reminds us to...
Hold on. Before we go past the law of intention, you really have some good notes here, if you don't mind me sharing, because you said, you know, there comes a time when you need to stop waiting for that person they want to become and start being the person they want to. And this law, it's a diminishing return. So you say the longer you wait to do something you should do now, the greater the odds that you will never actually do it. So right. I just love how you verbalize that. So I just wanted to do that. So you're saying to truly evolve each potential, we must really start focusing inward. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. And if I go a little fast, then I should just tell me to, whoa, buddy, chill out.
You know? Just slow down. We got plenty of time. So yeah, continue. Go ahead. Let's move on. You want to talk about the law of awareness now.
Law of awareness. You must know yourself to grow yourself. And there's a quote here, and I'm going to I'm paraphrasing. No one can produce great things unless they are thoroughly sincere with dealing with themselves. And there are three types of people when it comes to direction in life and what they want to do. And those three people are the people who do not know what they want to do. They are, for lack of a better word, clueless. They're uncertain. They have no purpose at all. They're just there, you know. God bless them, I guess, you know. And so the next group of people are people who actually know what they want to do. They have dreams and some aspirations, and so they know what they want to do. However, they don't do it for whatever reason it is. And I know a lot of people, even myself, we get frustrated because we'll try something and then it doesn't work. Then we try something else. And while we're working that, we're trying something else, but we're not focusing, laser focus on any particular thing. We just got a bunch of stuff. Frustration sets in. And then sometimes fear, self-doubt. The fear was could be something I may fail. And if you think you're going to fail because you tried so many other things and they didn't come up to fruition, you know, so, and then you just get frustrated and you live a life of frustration and fear and self-doubt and low self-esteem and all that stuff, you know, but then the person who knows what he wants to do or they want to do and they do it. These are people who have looked inwardly and done all the necessary work. And these are people who are fulfilled, and you can tell them, and there's a certain aura that they have, you know, that they're fulfilled, they're doers, they're, everything that they do, I don't know, seems to turn to gold, you know, because you know, constantly and dealing with themselves, sitting down, figuring out what works, what doesn't work, you know, just not worrying about failing, because if I do fail, it's not failure. It's just another way of doing something. You know, they just keep moving and moving and moving, you know. And for people that I've talked with, and for me, that it took me a while to figure that out, you know, because I think a lot of times we just want to hit, we want to hit that home run, you know, we want to knock it out the park first time, and it ain't going to happen, you know. Very seldom does that happen, you know. And so the awareness, a part of that is knowing yourself. How do you respond to setbacks? How do you respond to challenges? You know, if you don't respond well to them, then you need to do some more self-awareness, you know? And so, and that's where, so that's why self-awareness combined with intention is so important. Carl Jung, psychiatrist, he wrote this, your visions will become clear when you look inside your heart. Who looks outside dreams, and there's nothing wrong with dreams, but who looks inwardly awakens. And I like that waking part because that's part of my WAKSA, wake up and kick some ass, you know? So I love that, you know? But you can be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, that time when you do awaken, it's like another light goes off, you know? I mean, you're walking down this corridor and it was getting darker and darker and darker. And then you walk into another threshold and the light comes on, you know, and that's, to me, that's what life is all about. You know, I mean, think about it. We were born We were born with unlimited potential. I read that we were born with acres of potential just waiting to be cultivated, you know? And I know I reference a lot. I'm 66 years old, and I wish there were things that I could have done when I was, you know. But now I'm to a point that I see my purpose. My self-talk is in check, and I'm doing this. This was a year, 2 years ago, this would have been unheard of, you know. And it's all part of learning about myself, you know. And for whatever will happen with the rest of these sessions, you know, I would have said, I did this, you know. I feel it, you know. And that will open a door for something else, you know, because I will share these podcasts and on my website, which is done now, and on LinkedIn, you know, and people will see that, you know, and hopefully it will touch somebody. But I think I kind of diverted off a little bit, you know, but that's the law of awareness, you know. But did anyone, do you have any questions about it, or
no, this is good. You covered this, you know, you have to be aware, as we say, right? And I know a lot of people, it was Carl Jung, you say, right? Wrote, your vision will become clear when you look inside your heart. Who looks outside dreams, who looks inwardly awakens. And that's actually, I've heard that quote before, and it's like, wow. You know, so many of us, you know, really should think about that. And you know, yeah, it just makes a lot of sense, because it's we have to spend some time looking inward, but I feel like we're so enthralled with external things, whether it's social media, television, we're always needed. Just sit, breathe, take a breather, and just really think about this. And I feel like, yeah, once you're more aware, I think you can have more. I think the world's going to give you more, you know, and you just, yeah, you got to believe that you're worth it. Yeah, for sure.
You got to believe that. That is, you got to believe, wow, you just got to believe that. But one other thing, well, actually, you just said it. My next quote is, personal development is a belief, is a belief. I'm the effort and the energy needed to develop yourself, but you got to believe that. If you don't believe that you're worth the time, the effort, or the energy, if you don't believe any of that, then you're done. I mean, you're not going to produce, as I said earlier, you're not going to produce great things, you know, because you're not going to take that time to figure it all out, you know. And it's all, I can't think of her name, but she's, social media personality. She has a word called, it's all figure outable, you know.
Oh, I never heard of that. Okay.
Figure outable, you know, I love that, you know, but it is, it's not a word really, but it makes sense. You know, it's, everything's all figure outable. We've got acres of potential. It's all figure outable on how to cultivate some of that, you know. I mean, who, you know, the next person that, that may, that talk with wake up and kick some ass, I may trigger something in their mind, you know, wow, I didn't think of it that way, you know, let's move forward on that, you know. So anyway, the law of the mirror, and thank you for bringing that last point up, because I was almost going to forget that, you know. But you gotta take the time, you gotta believe that you're worth the time. But then we're coming to another aspect of personal development. And when people look into a mirror, do they see, do they believe in the person that they're looking at? You know, do they? Yeah, I believe in me. You know, now this is a stretch, but I was listening to some music. I was listening to Def Leppard. I think the universe was giving me some music to listen to. And they have a song called Mirror, Mirror. Where is it? Mirror, mirror, look into my eyes, you know. Mm-hmm. Def Leppard is, you know, I like Def Leppard. But it says, take a look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Take a look into my eyes, tell me if it's true, you know. And there was a in the book of James in the Bible, it talks about a man who stands in the mirror. He steps back and he sees himself completely and who he is. And he steps off and walks away and forgot just what he saw. But then, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, but then there's a man who stands, sees himself for who he is, what he is, and he steps back. And like I said, I'm paraphrasing. He steps back and he says, I'm a piece of work, you know?
Yeah.
I need, it doesn't say that in the Bible, I'm a piece of work. But yeah, he realizes that something in him tells him, I need to change, you know? There's something not right here, you know? Now, not to say the person that walked away is not going to have an opportunity. I believe opportunities open up for everybody, you know, especially if it's going to help them to change and be a better person, because we were put on earth to be better people, you know? But what's true about that statement is that, like I said before, when we're born, we have a limited potential. We have potential that just wait to be cultivated. That's what's true about our lives, you know? So the law of the mirror challenges us, again, like awareness, to look inwardly. But the mirror, we look inwardly, we're looking at self-perceptions, you know, and self-perceptions, they influence our actions and our mindsets. So if we don't believe we're worthy, we don't believe we can achieve anything, then our actions are going to slow down and grind down to a halt. You know, you got to have, you got to know that you can do stuff, you know. Now,
yeah.
I'm not going to be a NASA scientist, says, or I'm not going to be a singer, you know, that's going to be on the world stage, because I cannot sing. Don't want to be things that you know you're not going to be, you know, but you know, the things that when you start working on your purpose, you start working within that framework, you know, and I'm sorry. Yeah, here we go. There's a quote that, and I think it's very important, because it tells how we look at ourselves. No factor is more important in a person's psychological development and motivation than the value judgments that people put, they have about themselves, you know. That is so powerful, you know, of everything that goes around in our world, you know. The cues we get from social media or from society. Maybe that's why so many people go in different directions, you know, because there's development and motivation. They have a poor value judgment of themselves, you know, so they're just searching for something, searching for a feeling, but it's easy come and easy go. That's another Def Leppard song. I don't know where it came from. But we're just looking for stuff, you know. But if a person is steadfast in his belief in himself, you know, and his psychological and motivation can be stronger, you know, he will have a great outlook on himself, you know.
Yeah. Wow. And also, if you are just tuning in, I want to remind everyone, we're here with Mark Anthony. And you might say, who's Mark Anthony? Personal development coach, leadership coach. Again, wake up and kick some ass. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're ecstatic to have you here. And again, for, you know, today's show, we're talking, you know, this is pretty amazing with this intention, the laws of attraction, the law of the mirror. We talked about the law of the awareness and so much more. So we're grateful that he's here today, still really helping so many people, you know, live a better life. So thank you again for joining us and trying to help us get rid of that negative self-talk today and continue along the conversation of, you know, some of the things that we could be doing in our lives to gain that confidence, gain that strength, and live the life that we want, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about, like I said, the intention, but awareness and the mirror, how we see ourselves, you know, everything's how we see ourselves. And actually, and it's part of personal development, but how we see ourselves, how we treat ourselves, what we think of ourselves also has a great impact on how we view other people. You know, if we if we look at ourselves with, I don't know, I'm not going to say disgust, that's too much of a meltdown. That's a very negative word. But if we don't look at ourselves as worthy or deserving, then we're not going to look at other people and treat other people the same way, you know. And I truly believe that how we treat ourselves is indicative of how we will treat other people. So anyway.
Beautiful.
But we, up until now, we have gotten our self-talk done. We have gotten our purpose. We're living with intention. We are self-awareness, looking at ourselves inwardly, and then we're looking at our self-perception, and we're just rolling, man. I mean, it's almost as if this whole, all this activity is just one big blur. You know, it's like, whew, you got to stop.
Because
I mean, that's a lot of energy, good energy, but you know, it's like in the gym, you can't continue working out. You know, you gotta take a break, you know? So the law of reflection is that it's the time when we just need to take a chill pill and relax and let the growth that has occurred, let it catch up with us. One thing to share with people is at the end of the day, and it took me a while to learn how to journal, but yeah, at the end of the day, how did your day go? Yeah. What did you get? You know, the goals that I set, did I do those? Did I finish them? What did those materialize into? What were my conversations with other people? You know, were they on point? You know, I at the end of the day, I said, maybe I shouldn't say that to them. You know, you get back with it. I said, no, I didn't take it. But, you know, we're so conscious of, you know, what our life is about now. Once we start writing down and start learning. One thing about this is, I can't remember who said it, but I'm going to read it. It says, follow effective action and quiet reflection. From that quiet reflection, will come even more effective action. So as you're sitting down and pausing, we're figuring out what's right, what's going right, what's wrong, what's not working.
Yeah.
And when we can do that, we're feeling more energized, if you will, you know, and energized to move forward. And actually, if you go back to intention and self-awareness in the mirror, when you begin to feel energized, you're believing in yourself more and more and more, you know, and that's what life is all about, you know. Now they say taking a pause is very powerful, like meditation, if you will, and like I said, it allows us for the growth to catch up to us. But here's three important aspects of reflection, and reflection turns experience into insights. Now there was a quote. It used to be experience is the best teacher, I think. But if you look at it and say evaluated experience, best teacher. You know, we can have all the experiences in the world, but if you sit back and evaluate each experience, how did it help you? How did it get you, move you forward, you know? And that can open opportunities or doors down the road. Everyone needs time and a place to pause and think. Now, say you're driving down the road, you're driving an hour, 2 hours, and all of a sudden you realize you're going down the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So what do? Do you keep going faster? No, you stop and you pause and you come back. It's like as you sitting down and figuring out, I'm not going the right way here. You know, every time I proceed with this, something negative happens, you know. Why am I pushing forward on this? You know, those are those times when you, that may be the only thing that you need to think about is why that's working, you know. So then you fix it and you turn around and everything's fine. But you can't do that unless you have that evaluated experience, you know, studying that. And the last one is pausing with intention expands and enriches thinking, you know. I like to think of it, enriching thinking is that if a person 6 months ago was stuck, but all of a sudden now going through all these processes and steps and pausing and the mirror and intention, he's beginning to see where he was.
Yeah.
and now see where he is now. And that just motivates him to continue forward, you know. One of the things that I want to do and my goal is people, young men from 18 to 45, that I want to share these messages with them because
just broke up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. You want to share this? Go ahead.
I was 18 before, you know, clueless. No one sat down and talked with me and to try to not to give me all the answers, but to just outline some things, you know. I read a book about having a mission statement, you know. Companies have mission statements. Why can't I wonder if I was 18 and 20, if I had a mission statement that I could change throughout the year. And I think some people just go through life. Whatever society gives them, that's what they will take, you know. And I just want to be a positive voice and people who have their whole lives ahead of them, you know. One thing I ask younger people that I know is I draw a number line and I'll put 50, a zero, and I'll put 50, and then I'll write 100. And for 50 represents I've passed that halfway point, you know. But someone who's 18, if everything goes well, mm-hmm. and they look at number line, they from 18 to 100, what are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do? What are your purpose? Right now at 18, you may not have a lot of purposes in life, but every year or every so often, you're adjusting that. You're with someone that's helping you, you know, the ebbs and flows, you know, filling in.
Yeah.
No one did that for me. And I'm not saying I turned out to be a bad person. You know, I'm just saying that if that were available to a lot of people, I believe that a lot of good could happen. You know, so anyway, finding that mental space helps you to reflect and find peace and to gain perspective on your experiences. And there are a couple of benefits to that. And I'm just dumb. Name them out: emotional resilience, clarity of mind and personal growth, fostering self-awareness and personal development. And I think the whole key to that is self-awareness. Being who are you? You know, what do you want to do? Stop wanting to be the person and start being that person, you know. And the only way you can do that is to take some time to reflect. So, finding fulfillment, it helps you to find fulfillment in your life and purpose, but it also helps you navigate the challenges in life with grace and confidence. And that's key, you know, because life's crazy, you know. Life may seem like it's not even worth it, but you know what? It is.
It really is.
It really is. I mean, everyone has, everyone was born with potential.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know there's a lot of nihilism and all that stuff in the world, but the grand scheme of things, everyone was born with potential and to cultivate and to do good, you know.
I agree. Well, thank you so much for being here, for joining us. We are out of time. Mark Anthony, how do we contact you?
WAKSA@gmail.com 601-513-4677 is my phone number. And my website is www.wakSA.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Pleasure having you back. We appreciate you and glad we got everything covered. And looking forward to the next time we connect. Mark Anthony, thanks so much.
Looking forward to it as well. You have a great weekend.
Be safe. You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.